Our next session is Affidavits of Support, and our presenter is Terry Cody, who is the Legal Director of Catholic Charities of Galveston, Houston, Cabrini Center for Immigrant Legal Assistance. She's practiced immigration law since 1999 and is certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization in Immigration and Nationality Law. She's also, I found this interesting, served as a volunteer and board member for the Sire Therapeutic Horsemanship Program, which sounds awesome. So thanks for joining us, Terry.
I always leave the my volunteerism with Sire. It's sort of my therapy, personally, not for the horses or the people, but for me. All right, so let's see. Nope, backwards. Voila. Okay. So, thank you. I am talking a little bit about affidavits of support, the key aspects and legal framework. Okay. While Hannah's doing something magic here, for the overview of the affidavit of support, under 213A and the INA 212A for public charge ground for inadmissibility from which the affidavit of support comes, they're not the most exciting areas of legal discourse, and the stories about complicated affidavits of support, you're probably not going to be talking about those at happy hour. There's no modified categorical analysis or finding the elusive Western Hemisphere case, but it can be really vexing if you think you have a really good adjustment of status case, and then all of a sudden, thank you, all of a sudden what happens is, you know, you identify a complicated public charge issue that really slows the case down or makes it much more difficult to file a straightforward case. So it is something that is not always straightforward. However, it is one of the areas of immigration law that we have seen used by an administration that won't be named to really attack immigrants and to be used as sort of a razor wire that was used against immigrants utilizing the public charge area in the regulations. And so as you master the intricacies of public charge and the public benefits issues that have a negative impact on public charge assessment and which ones do not have an impact on public charge, who's really subject to it? Do you really need an 864? How can I meet the requirements for my client? You're a hero because you're de-weaponizing public charge and the affidavit of support. So let's go. The heroes. All right. The statutory section of INA 212A4 for public charge and admissibility is fairly straightforward, albeit somewhat of a capitalistic tool for bringing people in who are healthy enough to work really hard and do backbreaking work and not need any support from the government or the persons that are employing them. But anyway, I'm off target. The statute is basically saying that an individual seeking admission to the U.S. or seeking to adjust status is inadmissible if they're likely to become a public charge at any time. At minimum, they have to look at the agencies, have to look at the age, health, the family status, their assets, resources, and financial status, education, and skills. And the agency may also consider the affidavit of support under Section 213A of the INA. submitted on the non-citizen's behalf when that's required.